Welcome to How We Made It Count, a special podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the impactful collaborative project, Eczema Counts. In today's episode, we'll dive into the fascinating world of pediatric dermatology research and the innovative partnership between the Pediatric Dermatology Research Alliance and the National Eczema Association. This collaborative effort, fueled by an engagement award from the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, also known as PCORI, aimed to educate and inspire caregivers, patients, and researchers alike. Through a series of virtual games and in-person sessions, Eczema Counts goes beyond conventional approaches, bringing a unique blend of gamification and patient-centered outcomes research to the forefront. As we navigate through the highlights and recaps of this project, we'll reference the significance of terms like PCOR, SIR, and gamification, shedding light on how these elements have contributed to the success of Eczema Counts. So let's take a quick moment to define these terms. PCOR, or PCOR, is patient-centered outcomes research, which is any research conducted with a focus on topics or questions that are important and meaningful to patients and caregivers. SIR, C-E-R, is comparative effectiveness research, which is research that seeks to improve health outcomes by comparing two or more clinical or public health interventions in a real-world setting. Lastly, the term gamification refers to the process of transforming typical academic components into gaming themes to incentivize and promote shared learning. Now, I would like to turn it over to our speakers.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Siegel. I'm the Executive Director for the Pediatric Dermatology Research Alliance. PEDRA is a nonprofit research organization dedicated to the mission to create, inspire, and sustain research to prevent, treat, and cure childhood skin disease. We have a collaborative network of clinician scientists and other stakeholders interested in moving research forward in support of pediatric skin diseases, provide education, grant funding, and an annual conference, among other things, to move our mission forward, and are so proud to collaborate with groups like NIA. I was very excited to have had the opportunity to serve as the co-project lead on the Eczema Counts project alongside Wendy Smith-Bagolka over at the National Eczema Association. And before I hand things over to Wendy to introduce herself, we're going to do something kind of fun here on the podcast. And because the core of the Eczema Counts project was all around games, we thought we could each share with the audience a little bit about our favorite games, either now or our favorite game of all time. My current favorite game is Clue. Very simple, classic game. We just started playing it over dinner every night in my house, and it is so fun. With that, I want to hand things over to Wendy.
Well, thank you, Mike. But hi, everyone. I'm Wendy Smith-Bagolka. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer of Research, Medical, and Community Affairs with the National Eczema Association. The National Eczema Association, as I'm sure many of you know, we are the largest U.S. patient advocacy organization devoted solely to supporting individuals with all forms of eczema, including the most chronic and serious form, atopic dermatitis. And my role on the Eczema Counts project, I was also a co-project lead with Mike. And to pick up on the game question, I had to think about this one a little bit. My favorite game, I went more growing up, was Ms. Pac-Man. I spent quite a few, at that time, what was quarters in the arcade, putting those into the Ms. Pac-Man game. And what I loved about it was the fact that none of the boys wanted to play it, so I could get on that game all the time. Really excited to turn it to Joy Wan from our steering committee.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm Joy Wan. I'm a pediatric dermatologist based in Baltimore, Maryland. And I am an eczema researcher. My role in the Eczema Counts project was to serve as a steering committee member, which was a lot of fun, and hope that we'll be able to have some additional conversations about what we got to do as part of this project. In terms of my favorite game, I love all the games that have been mentioned, kind of like Wendy, thinking back to my childhood. I have to say, you know, when the personal computer first arrived, you know, it came preloaded with like a couple of games, and Solitaire was one of the ones that would always come right on the personal computer. And so I remember spending hours just playing Solitaire. And then that translated into actually playing with real physical cards too at times. So I'm a bit of a dork, but Solitaire to this day, I still play sometimes. And so now I will pass the baton on to Selena Gaines.
Hi, everyone. I'm Selena Gaines. I am a parent of a child with eczema and also a steering committee member for the Eczema Counts game. And thinking back to my childhood, one of my favorite games, I'm going to switch gears a little bit from you guys, is basketball. I came from a very athletic family and grew up with three brothers, so I just really enjoy playing with them. And also, with that said, I wasn't the best basketball player, but it's just it was a great way for me to become a great team player. And I hope that I translate over to my sons, and I hope that they enjoy basketball as much as I did, and more so me watching it now, being a fan.
That's awesome. Can I just say it's impressive how, without any pre-planning, we each had a different kind of game. We had a board game, a video game, card game, sport. I hadn't even thought about a sport, but that's pretty impressive. And these are all obviously fun things. And it's nice to get to realize we all love games, right? And I think the shared appreciation for games is a big part of what led to the Eczema Counts project. For the next part of the conversation, Wendy, I kind of want to put you on the spot to kind of go back to the beginning. What was the beginning of the Eczema Counts project way back before it existed? It was just this.
Me and Pedro already had a really, I think, long-standing, it would be a safe way to describe it, relationship where we had been collaborating on a lot of different things. We had collaborative research grant already in place. We had been invited to participate, Nia had, in previous PDRA annual conferences. I think you all had attended some of our expos. And we were talking, and Howard had been invited to participate as well on your current, at that time, PCORI Award, which was looking to, establish more advisory committees and things like that in the PDRA organization. And so Nia was a participant in that. And so we got talking as part of our, sort of frequent and ongoing conversations, just what are some of the next opportunities for us to continue to collaborate? And so we got talking about, well, could we possibly, look to write some kind of a joint award, and got to think around recognizing that it was a really important time coming up in the eczema space, and that there could be a really great opportunity to build on this idea of having researchers and patients come together, and sort of that foundation that we had already set in place in different ways, but kind of bring it together and really build on that and move forward with, some type of an award. We hadn't yet figured out the what yet, but we thought that there was a really great potential. But those are some of my initial recollections of it. I don't know, Mike, what do you recall?
I think timing-wise, on the PDRA side, we were really actively growing our membership kind of alongside the conversations we were having. And one of the ideas that we had one spring was to run a game that would get new members onto PDRA, would get existing members onto the PDRA mobile app, which to me I thought would be like an easy sell. You want a mobile app? Who doesn't want another app on their phone? But it wasn't that simple. And we thought incentivizing people through a game could be extremely effective. And everything just kind of clicked, realizing that people from all backgrounds, all education levels, all ages love games.
Absolutely. And, just as we're talking about games, I mean, this idea, because it's sort of, I remember that we were also talking about the concept of sort of like bringing both sides together on this kind of equal footing. And that's what a game does. Everybody sort of starts at the same sort of starting point, if you will, and then you build it out, and everybody is really trying to sort of get to the same prize at the end of the day, whatever that is. And so, it really kind of built on this and gap, I think, that we were appreciating that researchers and patients and caregivers weren't always on the same page, weren't always using the same lingo, and couldn't always articulate the same concepts in the same way. And so it was a way to, in hopefully a fun way, be thinking about how to build what turned out to be a really cool project. All right, so Mike, we've talked a lot about sort of what was the genesis of at least our thought process of how to start writing this potential award. And then we actually wrote it and received this award really excitingly. So why don't you talk a little bit about what we actually set out to do with Eczema Counts? What were our specific aims?
The first was to use gamification to educate a broad audience of researchers as well as patients. So, whether you're a teenager living with eczema or a patient or a young adult, kind of representing the patient community, and whether you're a medical student or a senior clinician scientist or a basic science researcher, kind of representing the research audience. And we knew there were gaps in the understanding of patient-centered outcomes research and emerging therapies for eczema treatment across both these groups. And through a series of games, we proposed to educate this group to ultimately position them better to exist in the future of therapies and research activities in the field. After having kind of run that education, the next big component of the project was to bring these people together in a more meaningful way, to engage them, to be more of a single community able to mobilize behind research in the future, and also participate more meaningfully in the shared decision-making process of using eczema treatments in clinic. And those are kind of the two big pillars that sort of drove the Eczema Counts Award as we wrote it for PCORI, and we're so grateful to have received funding for. And then we put it out into the environment. We actually ran these games. We ran different programs that engage this broad community of both patients and researchers, and are thrilled by some of the outcomes that we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing I would add, and this is a great segue then to talking to Joy and Selena, is that, in setting out and writing the project and then in everything that we did throughout the project, we really talked about kind of that equality and parity between the patients and caregivers and researchers. So from how Nia and Pedro approached this project to how we engaged everyone throughout the project, that was always front and center in our mind. And I think that that really translated.
So let's bring in the steering committee. You're a couple of folks in the steering committee. So we know Joy and Selena are listening. We'd love to hear from both of you, maybe to start things off. What from your perspectives, what did you like most about the Eczema Counts project?
So it was my first time being on a steering committee where, I engaged directly with a lot of patient stakeholders, caregiver stakeholders, right? And I think that's what's really one of the more unique aspects of the Eczema Counts project is that the intent of the project was to get clinicians, researchers, as well as patient caregivers sort of on the same page, right? So that we could work together in moving eczema research forward. And so, as a steering committee member, just even in the steering committee itself, we were a little microcosm of, the general audience for the Eczema Counts project. And so I really enjoyed speaking with Selena and the other members of the steering committee to, generate ideas, right, about ways that we could contribute to the Eczema Counts project, think of, discussed with you guys. Different methods of reaching our intended audience and optimizing the delivery of the gamification process and such. And so that was a lot of fun for me, was to just be on the steering committee, contribute my voice to this project. Also part of the in-person engagement that those of us in the steering committee were able to engage in during the Eczema Counts project. That was really, I think, fun to actually work directly with patient caregivers, as well as clinician scientists and other researchers at some of the PIDRA and NIA conferences to, again, really sort of kind of bring some of the virtual aspects of Eczema Counts into real life. I want to also let Selena speak a little bit about sort of her experiences and her favorite parts of being on the steering committee.
Yes, thanks, Joy. It's been a very rewarding experience, and this was actually my first time being a part of a steering committee, and I'm so grateful to have worked with such a great group. And being able to watch this project unfold and watch, families engage and researchers in such a unique way was just extremely fun. What I love most about the game itself was the actual format. It made learning about eczema accessible to such a broad audience, in my opinion, including families from varying levels of knowledge and technical knowledge, really fostering playful interaction and encouraging participation rather than just, having passive information consumed. I felt like it had the right level of entertainment so that players were able to gain very valuable knowledge about eczema and about clinical trials itself, and how it's very important to involve patients in engaging activities and challenges. So it was really fun to collaborate. It fostered community building. It really, bridged the gap between research and the lived experience of the young patients with eczema as well as caregivers.
I think you touched on so many key components of the project, and so grateful to hear that you both had good experiences and things you liked about the Eczema Counts project. And some of the things we didn't touch on yet, and I'd love to share maybe some stats at this point in time. We did run this series of games through the Eczema Counts project platform online, where people could, as Selena just mentioned, kind of engage with educational content related to patient-centered outcomes research and eczema, and play a game around that. So it wasn't just kind of reading dry material on in a book or on a website like we're so used to doing, making it kind of fun. And through those sorts of engagements, we had about 330 people who registered to participate in those online games. About 100 of them were researchers. The other 230 or so were from the patient community. About 75% of the folks who played the game actually engaged, like, kind of more than just sort of setting up an account and putting their toe in the water, which is great to see. And we had almost 250 game challenges completed through Eczema Counts online, which is a testament to the folks who wrote all those challenges, to think that there were so many out there and that people wrote them and then played them. And along the way, we gave away a lot of prizes and saw a lot of activity on the discussion forum through Eczema Counts. To reference what Joy was talking about, after running these virtual games, we held some extremely engaging activities at the in-person NEA Eczema Expo and PEDRA annual conference, where they actually had sort of paired activities around defining a patient-centered research question and moving that forward towards an actual potential future research endeavor by cultivating this mixed audience of patients and researchers. So, based on that, I'm really impressed whenever I looked at those stats. Certainly, there's a lot of successes built into those stats, and I think we're kind of poised just to see how things move forward from here and in the futures, and we'll see some of the real impact. But Joy, Selena, I mean, where do you see the greatest successes?
For me, I think one of the best parts was the in-person engagement that we built in after, sort of the more virtual kind of app-based game. And even though we did hold separate sessions at the NEA conference that was centered on an audience of mostly patients and caregivers, and then at the PEDRA annual conference, a session that was mostly geared towards the researchers and the clinician scientists in the audience. I felt like we did a really good job of trying to at least connect in some way those two in-person sessions. So just to briefly recap, at the NEA Expo, what we did was we gathered, I think there must have been at least 30 or 40 patients, caregivers in the room. And they probably all had varying degrees of knowledge to begin with about PCOR and CER and sort of the topics that were discussed in the app. But we got everybody sort of on the same page about kind of research, particularly with respect to sort of eczema research ideas. And then we really just put people to the test, and we had them generate research questions that they would be interested in from the perspective of patients and caregivers. It was really exciting to kind of see everybody work together in small groups to, sort of coalesce around a particular study idea. And then each small group then came up to the front of the room and presented their idea and really laid out a nice framework for how they would, if they were researchers, design a study that would, address and hopefully answer a question that was of profound interest to them. And then at the PEDRA conference, which happened second, we actually then took some of the ideas that we had generated at the NEA Expo and essentially kind of transformed that into a format for the PEDRA conference where we came up with a mock research proposal format for the attendees to essentially generate a mock kind of grant proposal. And it was a fairly broad sort of topic area that we chose just to have the group attendees come up with grant ideas or study ideas centered around topical corticosteroid use for eczema. And just again, in that room of 30, 40 or so attendees, we had them split into small groups, and everybody came up with pretty unique ways of studying some of these questions that we directly brought over from the NEA Expo session. So even though we didn't necessarily have the patient caregivers as well as the researchers sort of in the same room, right, at the same time in real time for these sessions, I thought it was really neat how we were still able to kind of connect those sessions and in some ways still kind of engage both audiences through the project. So I think that was a really neat part and sort of a theme that runs throughout the whole Eczema Counts project.
It was really cool to see how it was almost this beautiful simplification of the patient-centered research process, where we had one session that was an hour long with 30 people in a room, patients, they refined a question. Then 4 months later, we had 30 scientists in a room, kind of build on what was created by the first group of patients. So in the course of 2 hours over the span of 4 months, there's this beautiful reflection of the research process to build something around a high priority patient question. So it's cool to see that that was one of your favorite successes. And then we'd love to hear from Selena as well.
My opinion on what the greatest successes have been has really been the increased awareness and understanding of PCOR and research among families. Like you all have elaborated on, just really getting the feedback from the players really show the significant increase in their understanding of PCORI's mission and the role that patient involvement plays into research. So I thought that was very exciting and just wonderful. And also, I attended the PDR conference, and during the poster hall presentation for this project, medical student came up to me, and she was also a NEA ambassador, and she just gave us raving praise on Eczema Counts, and she shared how fun it was, and just, even her circle of friends, they were very involved and really enjoyed the game itself. So I knew that, from that point, our project definitely made an impact. So that was very meaningful. So again, building upon a diverse and engaged community, I mean, that's success in itself. I don't know how we could top that.
Selena, I'll just go ahead and add on to what you said in terms of the number of people and the types of individuals that engaged in the game. I think as I think back to all the different sort of thoughts we had when we started Eczema Counts and thought about what we were going to put together as part of this project, it's one thing to think about and have what you think is a great idea and think that there's going to be all these people that are interested. And then you wait and then you see what happens. And so that has actually been, both a surprise and a success, I think, is just sort of the appreciation that there was really so much interest in both the researchers and patient and caregivers to participate in this and to stay engaged. Mike, when you just said 75% stayed engaged in the game, did more than just kind of like tip their toe in the water, that's pretty impressive, And so I think it really shows that, when you provide an interesting and really informative way for people to get involved, that, they'll take those opportunities. And certainly, I think there's a lot to learn and build on here. So that was certainly my success. But, every project, rarely does a project go start to finish with everything going exactly as you plan. And I think our project was no exception to that. And I think one of the things that I thought was that as we were going through the project, we really, I think we're very thoughtful and hearing the feedback. We were actively getting feedback from individuals, throughout the project time. And we took that feedback to heart and really tried to then with the steering committee members really kind of incorporate sort of that something for everybody approach so that we would try to, kind of continue that engagement so that we weren't trying to just sort of push out information that we thought was going to be helpful. It was really that make sure we're being responsive, make sure we're trying to be thoughtful and reactive. And I think that caused us to question some of our thoughts about how we might choose to do something and then really have it be responsive. So I think that was a helpful, maybe not pivot, but definitely ear to the ground as we were doing this project to make sure that we were continuing to be mindful of the people that were going to be participating and engaging in this so that we could deliver ultimately on the goals of the project.
There's opportunities to reach people better through online learning. And I think with the in-person activities, I think we saw just by seeing so much progress made in two sessions, I think we saw a real opportunity and a real gap that can be filled to identify patient-centered research questions and move them into the research arena and move them forward. There's still things not happening as quickly or as efficiently or productively as they possibly can be. And through this project, even if we didn't solve everything, we observed this and we have something that we can build upon for the future. What's coming in the future? Would a game like this or would some project like this be worthwhile to craft in some way that does directly connect with the pediatric audience? And I'd love to hear thoughts from the group, along with any other kind of future directions, whether this project or something like it could kind of move in.
I would say from, my perspective as an eczema researcher, when I put that hat on, I think about, the sort of just from Eczema Counts, right? This increasing awareness that we really should be engaging patients when we think about the research that we do. And not just, from maybe after, you know, after the time point that a study has been designed or a grant has been, you know, submitted, right? But really engaging patients from the very early stages of a research project and, you know, engaging their involvement in maybe even helping, you know, refine the study question, right? But certainly even after the study question has been sort of, you know, decided, thinking about ways to design a study. Those were some of the things that really, I think, inspired me during the in-person sessions, was hearing about, you know, how patients and caregivers would design a study to answer a question, right? Because I think they bring very diverse, complementary, and I would say synergistic perspectives to maybe what researchers and clinicians might, you know, propose as ways to design a study, right? Because they're coming from different backgrounds and they have different perspectives. So for, you know, for me, from a researcher standpoint, there are so many opportunities to further engage patients as we move forward in this space and research. But, you know, one of the things that Eczema Counts really showed me, and I think also other researchers, is that patient engagement is really primary here.
Love that you suggested that, Joy, because that's exactly what National Eczema Association is going to be doing with our now next PCORI award that we have been awarded, which is going to build on some of the insights exactly that we've learned from Eczema Counts. It really is that idea of bringing patients into the research process from the very earliest sort of, what idea do you want to study? Then how might we study it? Here's actually how we're going to do the study, and then all the way through to disseminating it. So I love it. And hopefully that's something that we can, in a future podcast, talk about a little bit more. But, you know, the other thing that I would add here is that what I think with Eczema Counts showed kind of collectively is that while this was definitely designed around pediatric eczema research, is that, you know, it's a model. It's a model that can be applied to really any disease area, any population. It really is sort of that, you know, concept that I think is what we proved and sort of provided some validation for is what works. And by that extension, then, you know, really the sort of the sky's the limit with where this could go in terms of next steps. And so, you know, I'm excited for others to potentially be thinking about that as opportunities for their own areas of research, whether they be with kids, whether they be with adults, or whether they even be outside of skin disease research. I think there's a lot of opportunity here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wendy. And I don't want to suggest that we think this is done. I think one of the biggest things for us to appreciate is that there's something to build upon in this specific pediatric eczema space. Now that Eczema Counts has been in motion for 2 years, we can take it and build on what we've accomplished. But I also, Wendy, kind of go to the other disease areas as an opportunity. And I think back to a couple of the in-person meetings, 2022 and 2023 PEDS annual conferences, where we had sessions, and the patient advocates who were in the room for those sessions, most of them were not from the eczema space, but they were interested and they were engaged and they were curious about what we were doing. And you could see their gears turning. How could we do something like this for our own community? And I think there's so much there, whether it's in skin disease or outside of it, just to build on this idea. So something really, really exciting for the Eczema Counts project. Selena, did you have any other thoughts on that one?
Being inclusive to communities, you know, and that are underrepresented in research is very important. So just ensuring that a more diverse and inclusive participant pool from the researcher side, even the patient caregivers, that's very important, and that leads to even more equitable research outcomes, as we all know. So that's what I would like to see for the future.
As we bring this conversation to a close, what are some practical steps that listeners can take to engage in PCORI education beyond the Eczema Counts project?
At least from my perspective, how you as a parent and caregiver, and even patients, can get involved. Visit the Eczema Counts website for content anytime. It's available for your knowledge and entertainment, and share it amongst your circle. We still would love for people to be engaged. And also think about becoming a NEA ambassador. It was such a great experience for me. It led me to become a steering committee member on this wonderful project. So check out NEA's website when you have time as well. Thank you.
And I want to throw in a plug for researchers out there who are interested in engaging in patient-centered research to join organizations, particularly if you are interested in skin diseases, to join PEDRA, and also to enjoy to join patient advocacy groups like NEA, because whether eczema is your, you know, area of focus or not in your own research, I think there's so much to be learned from patients and caregivers who often, you know, will be part of patient advocacy groups. And so don't hesitate to engage with those groups as a researcher as well, because it'll contribute tremendously to the type of work that you do, and also improve, I think, you know, the impact of the work that you do, so that you make sure that it actually, you know, is going to benefit patients and caregivers.
Building on what Selena and Joy just said, I think I would also put in a plug to, in addition to joining PEDRA and NEA, maybe also think about coming to their annual conferences. Both PEDRA and NEA have conferences each year, and you always are going to learn a tremendous amount, whether you're a researcher going to the annual Eczema Expo, or if you're a patient going to the PEDRA conference. It's really exciting to sort of step into the other world, so to speak, and understand some of the concerns and considerations that can really enhance your research process. And then, as mentioned before, NEA has a new PCORI award that's going to be coming out. So stay tuned for some more information related to that and how you might be able to get involved. And then, you know, please, by all means, contact Mike and I if you're interested in learning more about how you might be able to learn from eczema counts and potentially apply it to either other diseases or some of the research areas that you are interested in investigating.
Yeah, I'll just add on my end, you know, I think one of the things that is inherent to this project is kind of the recognition by everybody who's been a part of it that they don't know everything. And so researchers kind of appreciating that they don't necessarily have a full grasp on patient priorities for research and being open to the guidance from a patient. And I think on the patient side, certainly being open to learning more about the scientific method and how to really move something forward in the scientific arena so that it can help them as a patient in the future. And it's exciting to see how I think NEA and PEDRA operate in a similar way. We don't presume to know everything, and our doors are open to learn from folks in our community. And we want you coming our way, whether you're joining us as a member or an ambassador. PEDRA also has a patient advisory committee where we have constant input coming into our researchers from the patient audience. And we want to learn more. We want to know what we're missing, what gaps need to be filled, to build upon the Eczema Counts project and to do other projects that are equally as meaningful in future. So we hope you'll stay engaged. Eczema Counts website is a great place to start.
Well, thanks, Mike, for that last comment, and really excited to be here today to talk with you and Selena and Joy about Eczema Counts. This was a really great project. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much to PCORI for supporting this project with an engagement award. Thank you to our speakers, Mike Siegel, Wendy Smith-Pagolka, Joy Wan, and Selena Gaines. If you want to learn more about PEDRA, NEA, or Eczema Counts, please follow the links in the show notes. Thank you for listening.